Religion, then, is a way of life organized around the experience of ultimate power and is characterized by certain experiences and convictions. If that's our definition of religion, then what makes a religion a world religion? A world religion is one whose experiences and convictions succeed in organizing life beyond local, ethnic, national, or cultural boundaries. A tribal religion, let us say an African tribal religion or a North American tribal religion, is totally complete as a religion. It totally interprets the world. It is perfectly satisfactory as a way of organizing existence, but it is so only for a single tribe, only for a very localized region. A world religion is one that goes beyond those boundaries. Now, it is true that some traditions are circumscribed by area, culture, or ethnicity, but are nevertheless considered world religions because of their influence. The outstanding example among Eastern religions is Hinduism. There are some 813 million Hindus in Asia. By the way, I'm taking all of my figures that I share with you in this first presentation from the World Almanac, the 2003 edition. And they report self-reported adherence of these various traditions. So there are 813 million Hindus in Asia, but there are no more than 2 million Hindus in any other part of the globe. Nevertheless, Hinduism is regarded as a world religion because it gave birth to Buddhism, which is a world-encompassing religious tradition. Even more striking, of course, is Judaism. There are only 14.5 million Jews in the world today, and yet Jews are, and they are very much ethnic in character. Jews consider themselves to be an extended family, the children of Abraham. And yet Judaism, because it has given rise to two of the most populous world religions, Christianity and Islam, because of this influence, is regarded as a world religion. Some other traditions have manifestly extended themselves beyond local circumstances to encompass many populations and cultures. In the East, Buddhism is the great example. Beginning in India, it has spread throughout Asia and the world, so that today there are 350 million Buddhists in Asia, but there are 1.5 million Buddhists in Europe and 2.7 million Buddhists in North America. And Islam is an even more outstanding example among Western traditions, beginning among tribes in Saudi Arabia. It has extended itself to every part of the inhabited world and now counts 1.2 billion adherents worldwide. There are even some traditions which once had the status of world religions, but no longer have that status. The outstanding example is Manichaeism. Beginning in Persia in the 4th century, it extended itself across virtually every inhabited part of the world, North Africa, Europe, Central Asia, and East Asia, and for a period of some 6 centuries encompassed more than 8 different language groups, and it was truly a world religion, but disappeared. So that is very, very difficult to find somebody claiming to be a Manichae these days. So world religions can cease being world religions if they lose that capacity to extend themselves across cultures. Now, by any measure, Christianity must be considered one of the world religions. It claims more adherents than any other religion. There are 2 billion people in the earth today that claim to be Christian. And it is the dominant religious tradition among many diverse populations. It is a striking realization that there are more Christians in Africa than there are Muslims today. There are some 368 million Christians in Africa and 323 million Muslims. There are 559 million Christians in Europe. And the next largest group are those who are simply non-adherents of any religious tradition. There are 486 million Christians in South America, and the next largest group of religions are spiritists, native religionists, about 12 million. There are 261 million Christians in North America. And again, the next largest group are 28 million who claim to be non-adherents of any religious tradition. In Oceania, there are 25 million Christians compared to only 367,000 Muslims and 307,000 Buddhists. So it is astonishingly large and world-encompassing in terms of adherence. It is, secondly, ancient. It has 2,000 years of history. So it has organized a lot of people's lives for a very long time. It is, to be sure, younger than Hinduism, Buddhism, and Judaism, but it is considerably older than Islam, which has a history of about 1,300 years.